The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Habad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Vavakama Daf Mem Zayin.
A family, after making a simcha in a house, wanted to do a thorough cleaning, and therefore they took out all their furniture and placed that in their back garden. One of their children was bored in the afternoon, and he asked his mother to call up one of his friends that they should come and play with him. The child happily came, and the kids started playing outside in the garden. As they were running around, the friend, the little kid, collided into the living room table, which was stacked outside on top of another table, and the chairs and the table all fell on top of him. His glasses were smashed, and since it fell on top of his head, he was rushed to hospital by ambulance, where he underwent many x-rays, had to have stitches put in him. Baruch Hashem, he's okay. But the parents came and they asked, can they demand the hospital expenses, the price of the ambulance, the new glasses that had to be bought, etc. Let us see whether we can bring a raya from our Daf Mem Zayin, what we learned today, to answer these questions. The Mishnah brings a machloikas between Rebbe and Rabbonim. When someone lets his ox go into the Chotz of Balabais, where the Balabais gave permission, and the Balabais' ox damaged the ox that entered, Rabbanon hold that the Balabais is chayev, since he gave him Rishus to enter. We say that it means that he undertook upon himself also to make sure that nothing would happen to the ox. The Rebbe argues and says, Einoi chayev ad sheyekabel olav mefuros achrayes shmira. Just by giving permission is not enough. Only if he explicitly undertook responsibility to look after the ox, only then is he chayav. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Choshemish and Simen Shin Sadiches, Paskins like Rebbe, that without saying explicitly, he is potel, but there are more Paskins like the Rabbonon. Rebbe and Rabbonon also argue, in the case where someone was allowed to bring fruits into the Balabais' courtyard and his cow damaged the fruits, Rebbe holds that if there was no explicit responsibility taken for the fruits, then the Balabais is potel. And the Maaseh that is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like we saw before, like Rebbe. The Shach adds that this is only if he allowed him to place the fruits in his chotzeh. But if he gave him permission to leave them in his house, then the din would be different and he would be chayav. The explanation for this is that when the Balabai said, you can leave it in my chotzeh, it means that he can say that you can place it here, but you should take care and nothing should happen to it. It's on your achrayas. But when a person gives permission to leave it in his private house, then we say, so since people do not let others just wander around the house, so we say, of course, his intention was also to look after the item. The Chora, in our case, where the kid that was invited to the other person's house and he got injured, the Chora, since the Balabais, since the mother of the child was the one who called up and to ask the kid to come around and play with her own child, so according to Rabbonin, he'll be definitely be chayim. But even according to Rebbe, the way we just now said in the name of the Shach, that it makes a difference whether it was in your chotzeh or in your bayis, he would also be chayim, since he definitely did not mean, let your child come into my house to play with my kid, but you will have to look after him yourself. Especially here, since the kid is not a Baal Shmira, a little child, And therefore, it is like in the case where he undertakes upon himself full responsibility for whatever happens to the child that came in. Even more so, we can say, the Gemara says, in the next daf, that when anyone who comes into another person's chotzeh without permission, the Balabais, or any damage that happened to him, then we say the Balabais is potter. Omer HaPopa, says the Gemara, this is only when the Balabais did not know that he was there. But let's say he knew, and then he was injured, then we say he is chayev. As the Gemara explains, that even though he has resource to tell him to go, but he has no resource to damage him. So we see, Rashi says, that even if he did not injure him, bekavona, he's also chayev if he knew he was there. Even though the Rambam argues, and Rambam says that the Balabais is only chayev when he had to have kavona to be mazikim, but that is only when he had no resource to enter his private property. But in such a case, if he was given explicit permission to come in, that he could not look after himself, and even the Rambam is mechayev the Balabais, like he paskins in the case where someone came into a carpenter. Like what the Rambam paskins when a person enters a carpenter, his working shop, and a piece of wood shoots out onto his face, then we say that the carpenter is chayev nezek tzar ripui and shevis. For boishes he is potel. Talking here in the case that the Rambam said they did not do it with kavona, and therefore that's the reason why he's potter for boishes. But for other damages, we say he is chayiv. Like the Magen Mishnah explains, that since the usual way is for people to enter a carpenter's working shop, then the din of shaloi b'shus is just like b'shus. And we see this also paskin and shulchan aruch and tov chof aleph. Therefore, going back to our case, since the child is not responsible for all what he does, but he was given explicit permission to enter, he was even called up and told to come, and the Balabais knew about it, therefore anything that happens to him, the Balabais will be chayev. What we have to also discuss here, before being mechayev him, is whether there is such a thing as shmirah ba'odom. The Mishnah Bava Metzia Daf Nuvav brings that there's no shmirah on avodim, karkois, and shtoris. The question is whether a person is compared to karka or not. The Shachan Simon Tzadikei brings a machlokes between the Rambam and Ravid, whether avodim huksu le karkois, is that also bnei chayrin or only avodim? Says the Tumim, Odom is not like Kalka. Eved Ivri is like Kalka. That why? Because his goof is Meshubah to Balabais to do whatever he's told to do. So the question is, over here, whether a Ben Chorin is also like Kalka or not. The Ramon in Simon Kufayim Vav brings, someone sends his friend on a business deal, and he was caught by taxes. Yes, Shoyrim, if they want to free him, then he is chayev to redeem him if he was sent free of charge. Since the person is like a shoyr is chayev ba'insin. But the Ramah brings yes, Cholkim. Chasam Sofer as well in Siman Mem Beis brings that a hired worker who gave his daughter to his Balabais do shlichus bechinom, and she was injured, then we say the Balabais is potter. Why? Because this is called She'ila Bebailim. But without this potter, says the Chasam Sofer, of course he would be chayev. So we see that not everyone holds like the Tumim, and only Avodim Hukshu Lekakois, but there is Dinei Shmira on Odom, and so therefore over here, Lichoira, that will not be the problem here, of the Shmira Ba'odom, that they did have when the kid came in, they had to be Shoyim him. just to be mighty mumoin on a machlikas, where we see the failures of the Tumim and all the others hold that claim, that say there's no Shmira ba'adam, that could be a bit difficult. The parents also came with another complaint. Why did you have to call an ambulance right away to take him to hospital? You should have called us, and we, there's certain people who do it free of charge, and we will take him by taxi. The money spent in ambulance, we don't want to pay. But the chura, this is also not a taina. Since Tosfos and Daf Nun Ches brings, any money spent for saving a friend, and without this expense, damage would have happened. And also, in a place where there's no way of getting our skoma quickly from the person involved, then the person who is saved is chayv to pay for all expenses. And you cannot say that you paid on your own accord, and I did not need to pay you back. The reason being, it seems there's a chir me'atura to pay money, to have someone saved. So here as well, there's a chir me'atura for the matzil to spend money. But that's true. If he could have asked the person being saved, if he is interested in the ambulance, then it could be that without discussing as a chiv. We can also add that since the minig is in such a case, when a person has someone in his house and suddenly, especially a little child, and table falling on top and his head looks needs stitches, the minig is to order an ambulance. For such cases, it is like hoitzi hoitzois alpiv, and therefore the parents are definitely chayv to pay for the ambulance medinei de garmi. Now with regards to paying for the glasses that were broken, that will have to determine whether the collapsing of the table is reckoned as bur, and if it is, we know that bur has a special tour on kalim, and he will be part of paying for the glasses. On the other hand, maybe over here it is counted as eish, like Tosfos brings by Akoyisel or Ilon Shenofal, a tree of water fell down, that since it damaged Be'ez Nefilo, V'Koyech HaNefilo Me'uruv Boy, so it could be, it has the category of Eish. If it will be of Eish, then he would be Chayev to pay for the glasses. However, it seems that in our case, it is not that case. Since the chiyuv is Eish is only beruach mitzuya. In our case, since it was not 100% sure that the kid would collide with the tables, and even if they would play, there's no guarantee that everything should fall. Therefore, this is not called beruach mitzuya, and the chiyuv it is here much more like bo. And if it's bo, there's a patur of kelim. And the chur for the glasses, they would be potter. The Gemara on the base brings, if a person places some poison in front of his friend's animal, and the animal ate it and died, then we are not mechayev the person who put the poison to pay, since we say, who asked the animal to eat it? Especially, and it's not the usual way for animals to eat poison. But if sweet fruits were placed in front of the animal and the animal ate it, then we are mechayev the person who placed the sweet fruits. Tosfos adds that the reason why he is potter when he places the poison is because since he brought upon himself intentionally something that caused harm, we consider this as a groma, and it's not correct to be mechayev the person who placed it there. Says the Chazon Ish, the difference between placing poison in front of an animal and digging a burial, where we are mechayim when someone was injured, is injured by the burial, even though we could say the same thing, that you should have been more careful and make sure not to fall in the burial. Says the Chazon Ish, when one falls into a burial, it is against his will. But in the case of poison, the animal with his own free will brought the damage upon himself. So coming back to our case, according to this Gemara of Anos and Sam, the Chayyim would have to determine whether the child brought the damage upon himself, or maybe the parents would have to make sure, they have to tell us whether they piled it up correctly. Because if it was not piled up correctly, and every little touch, especially when you know we have kids running around, could cause some damage, so in such a case, it could be that we would be mechayev the balabais. But since we have no way of knowing exactly, especially as the parents said that they piled it up correctly, it was not piled up, stand by little children, it was piled up by the father with two big boys of the house, so it's very difficult to be moitzi momoin from the parents, and therefore they are potu.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.